We're continuing in Likutei Halachos. Rav Nosson Zal writes that Halacha Gimel of Hilcha Shemer Socher is included in Hilcha Sfira, Halacha Beis, Ois Vav. That's where you'll find the discussion about Shemer Socher also. So therefore he calls the next Halacha, Halacha Dalet. This Halacha he bases on a chapter in Likutei Moran that's a very famous chapter. It's called Prostak. In Yiddish, Prostak means a simpleton. And it deals with the fact that even the biggest of tzaddikim and the biggest of talmidei chachamim are not able to be learning and davening all day. Hashem created us in such a way where even they have to take out time for sleeping, eating, things like that. And Rabbeinu Zal in that chapter in Likutei Moran explains why Hashem created it in that way, in order to accommodate the world. We'll see as we go along. Let's start. Al pi atoiro voeschanan. This chapter in Likutei Moran is based on the pasuk voeschanan el Hashem voisei lemor. Likutei Moran tanino in the second half of Likutei Moran siman ayin ches chapter 78. Ayin shom, look over there. Me inyan oitzar matnas chinam shemekabel mimenu hatzadik hoemes beis pshitusoi. The Gemara says that the word voeschanan means that Moshe Rabbeinu was asking for matnas chinam. It's a combination of two words. That when a tzaddik comes to ask Hashem for help, he doesn't come with a claim, Hashem, you owe me, but rather he comes saying, you know, Hashem, even though I don't deserve, I know that you have this treasury in heaven called the treasury of free gifts. Grant me from there. So Rabbeinu Zal explains over there that when the tzaddik, why is there this treasury of free gifts? Because Hashem created the tzaddik in such a way that even he has to have es pshitusoi, times when he's pashut, when he's simple, when he's eating or drinking or sleeping or performing bodily functions, things like that. And therefore, if we say that the Torah is like a respirator, the Torah is breathing, eitz chayim hi, we know when a person stops breathing for 5 minutes, they're dead. So it should naturally follow that if a person unplugs from the Torah for 5 minutes, they should be dead, either physically or spiritually or both. How come that's not the case? The answer is because there is this oitzar matnas chinam. There is this channel B where a tzaddik can draw on when he's not plugged into the Torah. Once such a channel had to be created for the tzaddik, it could also be used for the non-tzaddikim, all the people who really need it, who need it more often than the tzaddik. There is a source for them to be able to sustain themselves when they're not plugged into the Torah, before tshuva, or as we'll see as we go along. Shehu bechinas chesed chinom shoyimechayas oilom koydamat in Torah. This also relates to the free kindness that was sustaining the world before Hashem gave the Torah to the world. At that time, once we have a Torah, we could say that you keep the mitzvahs of the Torah, that's what sustains the world. But what happened before there was a Torah? What sustained the world then was this concept of chesed chinam, this free chesed. Shehu bechinas Torah hane'elemes ba'asorah mamorois. We know that the Torah was given approximately 2,500 years after the world was created. And it was given in the form of the Aseres HaDibrois. That's in an obvious way, which contain in them all 613 mitzvot and everything, because we find that there's 620 words in the Aseres HaDibrois corresponding to the 613 mitzvot d'oraisa and the 7 d'rabbonon, etc., etc. However, Rabbeinu Zal explains in that chapter in Likutei Moran that when Hashem first created the world, he created it with 10 statements. Vayomer lekim yehi oyer, vayomer lekim yehi rokia. And in those statements is found hiddenly the 10 commandments and the entire Torah. So that even though in terms of in an obvious way, begolui, the Torah wasn't given until 2,500 years later, there's a Torah ne'elemes, a hidden Torah, which was in existence before. Shezeu bechinas haderech le'eretz Yisrael. This also relates to the concept of how the Jews get to Eretz Yisrael. Al yidei shemegalin shashem yizborach bores oylam basorah mamorois. By the Jews being able to reveal the fact that Hashem created the world with 10 statements, That's what gives us the ability and the right to conquer Eretz Yisrael. Because on a physical level, Eretz Yisrael was first in the hands of the Goyim. There were first these seven nations living there before the Jewish people moved in. So Rashi, the first Rashi in Chumash, says that when the Jews come to kick those nations out and to take over Eretz Yisrael, those nations have the right to say, we were here before you. What gives you the right to come and take this away from us? And our answer to them is, the answer is, it's not yours and it's not ours, it's Hashem's. Hashem created everything, therefore Hashem had the right to give it to you for as long as he wanted to, and at whatever point in time Hashem decides to take it away from you and give it to us, he has the right to do that. And that's what's brought out when the Jews reveal the fact that Hashem created the world with his 10 statements. B'bechinas mashakos of Rashi al posuk bereishis, shebishvil zeh posak bereishis. It's for this reason that the Torah starts off telling us about Hashem creating the world, instead of not simply starting off with mitzvahs, laws. She'im yoimru umoy soilam. So that if the nations of the world will want to say, listem atem, you're a bunch of thieves, the Jews are thieves, they robbed our land, meshivim lohem, we can answer them, hu bara'a, Hashem created it, uberetzoinoi nosno lohem, it's with Hashem's will that he gave it to them, to the goyim, uberetzoinoi nitla mehem v'nasana lanu. And it's with Hashem's will that he decided to take it away from the seven nations and give it to us. Now Rabbeinu Zal says over there, v'chein achshav, and nowadays the same concept holds true. Bo en Yisrael lefamim l'mekoy moisho yiruchok me'akdusha. There are times when the Jews come to a place which is very far from Kedusha, and the Jews want to take over that place and conquer it and establish it as a center of holiness where they're going to have yeshivas and shuls and everything. This means they want to establish Eretz Yisrael there on a certain level. Whereas the Sidrachra could protest to this and say, listen, Atem, you're a bunch of thieves. We were here first. What are you doing? Avol al yedei shema'aminim u'megalin shashem yizborach boro ho'ilom. However, when the Jews really believe that it's Hashem who created the world, and they reveal that, they expound that, they inform the world, there's a Hashem, and Hashem made everything, shuv ein lohem shum pischoin per, then the goyim have nothing to say, ki hakoil shelanu, because based on that, it all belongs to the Jewish people. Ki bishvileinu nivra ha'olam. Because the truth is that the whole world was created for us. The Gemara says, Bereishis bara Elokim es hashamayim v'ha'aretz. Be means because of. Because of Reishis, Hashem created heaven and earth. What's Reishis? Reishis is a nickname for Klal Yisrael. There's a pasuk, Kodesh Yisrael Hashem, Reishis Tuosoi. The Jews are the first crop of Hashem. So therefore, Hashem created everything for us. Uberetzoinoi nesono lohem, with Hashem's rotzoin, he gave it to the goyim temporarily. Uberetzoinoi notlo venosno lanu, and with Hashem's rotzoin, he took it away from them and turned it over to us. Ayin shom kol zehetev. Study this chapter in Likutei Moran well, because it expounds on this a lot and it explains it and discusses a lot of different aspects of this. And now Rav Nosson Zal is going to begin and tie this to our topic of Shoimrim. Ois Beis. Rav Nosson Zal says, Ki Iker Hashmiro Hu Mibichinas Mazike Alma. When we talk about a person guarding something, watching a car, watching a house, he's watching it from those forces that would want to do harm, the Mazike Alma. Shemehem Nimshochim Kol Hagnevois V'Havedois V'Chol Ho'insin V'Chol Mine Hezeka Shaboilam. It's from the spiritual mazike alma, the shedim and the ruchais and all of those spiritual forces that are mazikin, they are the ones who manifest themselves in the physical harm that befalls people in this world. Burglaries, accidents, all kinds of things, that armed robberies, things that happen. The ikra hashmiro al yedei ha-toira. Rav Nosson Zal says the main thing that protects a person and watches over a person who has possessions is the Torah. Kama shepasuv, as the pasuk says in Mishlei, mezima tishmoir alecha. Thinking about it, thoughts of Torah will watch over you. Uchsiv, there's another pasuk that says, b'shachbecha tishmoir alecha. When you lay down to sleep, the Torah will watch over you. Ki ikar koicham shalom azik alma lahazik ulahafsit chas shalom. Because the main ability of these spiritual mazikim to do harm to Klal Yisrael and to cause losses, hurak al yedei inyan hamavur leil batoranal, is only based on the concept that Rabbeinu Zal presented in this chapter on the Likutei Moran. Dehainu meaning ma shehem oimrim listematem, the fact that these klipois, these nations of the world, these tumas, their complaint is, we were first, we were here first. Ki haklipois shehem hamazike almo heim oimrim shechas v'sholom hakoel shalohem. They come with a claim saying everything belongs to them. Ki ze klal, because we know there is a rule, shehaklipa kodmo lepri, that the shell comes before the fruit, the peel. When you want to eat an orange, what comes first, the peel or the fruit? The peel comes first. When Hashem created the world, what came first, darkness or light? Darkness came first. So they want to claim that we were here first. V'al kein kol hahashpois sheboilam kulam oivrim tchila derech haklipois. Rabbein Azal explains in Likutei Moran that it's for this reason that all shefa that comes down to the world from Hashem first has to pass through the klipois. Machmas shebehechrech shehaklipo tagdim lepri. Because it must be this way. It must be that the klipa should precede the fruit so that there should be free choice. Otherwise, if Hashem simply gave good directly, then how could he tell who deserves it, who doesn't deserve it? But where if the good has to come through a klipa, and it requires a person selecting and sorting out and being able to throw the klipa away and to get to the fruit, that's when the person shows that they've done something to earn the fruit, in a sense. Ukamashikosu ba'toira tiku emuna. As Rabbeinu Zal expounds on this in chapter 5 in Likutei Moran Tanina, the Torah that's called Tiku Emuna, Shekisha Shefa Bola Oilam Oiveres Derech Hashedim Ayin Shom, that when Shefa comes to the world, first it passes through Shedim, which means spiritual forces, spiritually destructive forces. It's got to go through them first and then come into this world. Rabbeinu Zal says you have the word Shodayim, which is where a baby nurses from. That's the most simplest basic source of sustenance, and that word Shodayim is similar to Shedim, implying that when the Shefa comes down to the world, first it goes through a layer of Shedim, in a sense, before it gets to us, so that there is this klipa surrounding the fruit. The Ayin Shom, look over there in Likutei Moran, where this is elaborated on. There's a lot to say about this. The Alkein, and therefore, kol hadvorim tzrichim birur, levararoi me'achizosam. Therefore, everything that comes into this world has to go through a certain selective processing to select out and remove the klipa and be left with the good. Ukishatov or boliad hodom, and when objects come to our hands, kol zman she'enoi mevararoi heitev al pi haTorah. It, as long as a person does not do this selective processing via the Torah, heimoimrim listematem, the goyim and the klipois can come with a claim saying, you're a bunch of thieves. Shekivashtem dovor sheina shelechem. You've taken something that's not really yours. Machma shebetchilo hoya dovor bershusam kanal. Since it was first in our possession. Va'azai heim yecholim lehizgarois ulahazik oisei adovor chasashon. And in such a situation, if the Jew did not do the selective processing that he was supposed to do via the Torah, then the goyim, the klipois, have the ability to harm him or to harm that object which he hasn't processed correctly. How? By stealing it for him, or he making him lose it, or other types of things that happen where the person ends up being harmed. V'alkein Iker Hashmira Mehem Hualidei HaTorah Kedoshah. Therefore, the main thing that serves to protect the Yid from these forces is the Torah. Ki HaTorah Hi Kula Emunah. Because the Torah is wall-to-wall Emunah. Kama Shekosav, as the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Kol Mitzvoisecho Emunah. All the mitzvot of Hashem scream forth with faith in Hashem. They give a person faith in Hashem. Hainu, which means, Ki al yidei ha-Torah megalin hu emuna ha-kdoisho sh'Hashem yizborah borah ha-koil va-koil b'rshus ha-levad. It's by our keeping the mitzvot of the Torah, that's how we show that Hashem created, that we believe that Hashem created everything and it all belongs to Him and He has the right to give it. I'll give you an example. The Gemara says one of the things that caused, one of the main things that caused the Yidden to get kicked out of Eretz Yisrael was the fact that they didn't keep the laws of Shemitah properly. Why? Because if a Jew keeps Shemitah, it shows he doesn't believe me, Tarzan, me, chief, I made this field, it's my field, and if I work it, it'll produce, and if not, nothing's going to happen without me. If a person keeps the laws of Shemitah, it shows emun in Hashem, that this is Hashem's field, and I have to play by Hashem's rules, and if I play by Hashem's rules, I'll be matzliach. And if a Jew, chas v'shalom, doesn't keep, so when he has that emunah, then the land belongs to him. Then the goyim can't kick him out. But the minute chas v'shalom, he ignores that mitzvah in the Torah, it shows the deficiency in emunah, he's lacking this kol mitzvoisecho emunah, then he's saying that it's, then Hashem is not behind it. Then it's a matter of first come, first serve. Jew, get out. You were the second. The klipos were here before you. The other nations were here before you. Chas v'shalom. In the beginning, Hashem created heaven and earth. Therefore, if a Jew shows that it's Hashem who created everything, then they can't say, we stole it. We're nothing. We didn't steal anything. It's Hashem's. He gave it to you. He took it. He has the right to move it around. They have no right to do any harm. Because the Jews can respond to them, Hu Baro'o, Hashem created it, with Hashem's desire, He gave it to you, and with Hashem's Ratzon, He opted to take it away from you, and to give it to us. Now Rav Nosson Zal explains, Ki be'emes, ma shehoyo tchilo hadovor birshusam, hakoil hoyo birtsoino yisborach. Because the fact that Eretz Yisrael was originally in the hands of the Goyim, that was the rotzoin of Hashem. That was Hashem's decision, because that's the way Hashem wanted it to be. Ki hu tikun ho'ilom shehaklipo tagdim lepri. This is how the world is able to function successfully, and this is how the world is able to come to a tikun, when there's klipa and pri, and the klipa precedes the pri. Kidei sheyir bechira, so that there should be free choice. Because if there's no free choice, there's no purpose for this world. What does Hashem need this world for? He kayas malochim, who serve Him without free choice. The whole purpose of this world was bechira, and in order for there to be bechira, it's got to be this seder, klipa koydemes lepri. Avol al kol ponim hakoil hoya bertzoinoi. But regardless, this was all Ratzon Hashem. Uberitzainoi nosno lehem, uberitzainoi nitlamehem venosno lonu. Kima shehoyo betchila etzlom, hakoil hoyo bishvilenu. Because the fact that the land was in their hands first, that was simply for our benefit. That was all for our sake. Kidei sheachakach noitzi miyodom eilenu. So that we should have the privilege of taking it out of their hands and putting it into our hands. Kichein hu seder habriya, because this is the way Hashem created the world. Shehakol nivra b'shvilenu, that everything was created for Klal Yisrael. Ach ritzoino yizborach shemetchila yu kol advarim b'rishusam. It's just that Hashem's will is that in the beginning, first it should be in their hands. V'achakach yitel mehem v'yitein lanu, and then He should take it out of their hands and give it to us. That's part of the tikkun. Umeachar shalidei haTorah ein lahem oid pischein pe loymar listematem. And once we've established that when there's Torah, the goyim have no right to call us thieves, because the Torah on page 1 and line 1 establishes the fact that Hashem created everything. Shuv ein lohem shum koyach lekalkel ulahazeg. Once they have no argument, then they have no legitimate right to harm us in any way. They can't, Hashem won't allow them to cause harm to us. Me'achar shein lohem oid shum achiza bozeh dover. Because of the fact that they have no claim to this item. They have no claim to my car or to my refrigerator, because I've shown that it belongs, because I'm a kusher to the Torah, and the Torah shows that it's all Hashem's, and Hashem's, Hashem gave it to them first, and then he gave it to us. Ki kvar zochinu legalois al yidei ha-Torah, shehakoyel shel Hashem yizborach. Because through the Torah, we've already shown that it all is Hashem's, v'hu barachmav nosa, Hashem, with his kindness, has given it to us. Ki ma shehoya tchila bereshusam, because this, that the item was in the possession of the Goyim, was only so long as we did not yet reveal the Emun in Hashem and the Rotzon of Hashem through the Torah. Whereas the moment we reveal the truth, that Hashem created, Shashem is Bora Zadovara, that it's Hashem who created Eretz Yisrael, and it's Hashem who created all the different things that the Goyim have, and was taken away from them and given to us. Shuv ein lohem shum koyach v'achiza bozeh. Then they, that removes their claim to the item, v'shuv ein yecholim lahazik, and that disables them from being able to cause any harm. The goyim are only able, the goyim and the forces of tumah, these klipos, are only able to do harm when they have a hold on the item, when they have rights. If they can prove that they have rights to the item, then they can damage it while it's in the Jew's hands or take it away from the Jew. When does that happen? When the Jews are poigim in the Torah. If we chas v'shalom do something against one letter of the Torah, then the goyim can come in and have a claim. V'ikar ha-pigam hu pigam emuna kanal. And the main way that we could be poigim in the Torah is through being lacking and deficient in emuna. Aval tekev shemegalin hu emuna k'doisha. But the moment the Jews show their holy faith, Shashem yizborach bora ha-koel, that it's Hashem who created everything, shuv ein lohem shum achiza bazeh adavar. Then the klipos are forced to relinquish their hold on the item. They have no hold on it anymore. Ki ein yecholim oid lomar listem atem. They can't have a claim that we stole anything from them. The item is, everything is Hashem. Hashem owned it. Hashem gave you guys rights to squat on our land for a couple of years. And the moment Hashem says, scoot, the goyim are out, the klipos are out. Ki kvar pirsamnu al yidei ha-Torah, shashem yizborach bora ha-koel, ubetzon ha-nosa, ubetzon ha-netla. Because we've already publicized, we've already proclaimed that Hashem, through the Torah, how do we proclaim it? Through the Torah. By our learning of Torah and by our observance of Torah, we show our faith that Hashem created everything and it's His, and therefore He's got the right to say who should own it first and who should own it last. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, V'al kein, therefore, based on this explanation, mi she'oisek ba'Torah tomid, a person who is learning Torah constantly, you know, really full-time, ein tzorich shum shmira, does not need any protection. He doesn't need any external protection, ki ha-Torah shemeres alov, because the Torah is shmira. Based on what we just explained, that the whole concept of mazikin and everything being able to do harm is all based on a claim that we were here first, and that's all based on non-acknowledgement that Hashem created everything. But as soon as there is Torah, to the extent that the Torah is alive and well, that shows that Hashem is alive and well. To that extent, these mazikim can't do any harm. Then this means that one who is a real Talmud Chacham, who is really mekusher to the Torah, they have no effect on him. He's got a protective shield from all of these klipos and everything. As the Gemara says, Talmud Chacham ein tzorich netirusa, that a Talmud Chacham can't be made to pay for taxes for police department and fire department and environmental protection. Why? Because he doesn't need all of that stuff. He's mekusha to the Torah. The Torah is ultra shmira. The police and fire department is for the other guys, for people that aren't mekusha to the Torah, and therefore the mazikin can harm them. They need all of these other forces. Ach, yefsher sheyir ha'odom dovuk b'Torah tamid yomim v'layla b'li hefsik rega. However, we know that it's a fact that it's impossible for a person to be attached to the Torah permanently without interrupting even a second. Afilu hamasmitim harbe b'Torah. Even those people who are super, super into learning, even they have to take some time off. As Rabbi Mazal explains in this chapter 78 that we're dealing with, how much more so? We know that there are many Jews that learn a little and spend a lot of time away from the Torah. And then you have certain people who are so simple, Rahman Aslan, that they don't learn at all whatsoever. And if that's the case, where are they supposed to get their protection from? If we just explained that the ultimate protection is the Torah, then what happens when a person is unplugged from the Torah? Or what happens to those people who are permanently unplugged from the Torah? Where could they possibly get Shmira from? Rav Nosson Zal explains, Ach ikar chiyusam ushmirosam beguf venefesh umamoyim Hurak al yedei hatzadik hagodol shehu lefomim ish poshut kama shekosu batoiranal. You want to know what protects them? What protects them is the tzadik emes, who himself is forced to take some time off from learning, and during that time that he takes off, we said he connects with that chesed chinam and everything. Through him, if they connect to him, via him, they can receive from that Oitza Matnas Chinam. Because for them to go direct to that Oitza Matnas Chinam, they show up. The angels that are watching that Matnas Chinam say, who are you? You know, where's your name? Where's your ticket? Where's your petek? Where's your membership card? The tzaddik has real access, authorized access to that Oitza Matnas Chinam. But regular people, what right should they have to go directly to the Oitza Matnas Chinam? The answer is they don't. It's only via the tzaddik. Because the tzaddik is forced to come on to that matnas chinam, therefore Hashem had to open up such a place. Once it's open, and the tzaddik is taking from there, he can take a little extra too. Just like, again, lahavdil in gashmius. You have situations where a guy has a protectia, where he can take certain things from certain places that other people can't, and very often he doesn't just take for himself, he takes for those that are attached to him. Money or whatever it is, that kind of thing. Lahavdil, here also in Shemaim, this Oitza Matnas Chinam, the tzaddik is taking from there. Once he's taking for himself, he also has the ability to take for those who are connected to him. It's for everybody who needs it, correct. Which is everybody. Ah, the answer is, we're going to see that to the extent that you're connected to the tzaddik, to that extent you're able to receive easily and well from this Oitza Matnas Chinam. Just like Lahavdil in this world, protectsia. Protectsia means everybody gets? No, it means the closer you are to this person, the more of a chance that you'll get something, and the closer you are, this guy gets 10,000 and this guy gets 100, you know. We said that by the fact that he's forced, that even a tzaddik who wants to learn Torah 24 hours a day, Hashem has created him in such a way that makes it impossible to do so. The question is, then, and if you're saying that the Torah is life, then why doesn't he die the minute he's not learning? The answer is, because Hashem created things this way, Hashem was forced to create something besides the Torah called this treasury of free gift, which a tzaddik is able to plug into through his tefillah and through other things. He's able to gain access to that place.
So will the people who aren't tzaddikim, who went say don't deserve entrance into this place.
Could be he's going to explain here, and Rabbi Elazar certainly explains in that chapter in the Gutimran. It's not favorite. We'll have to look in this world. Look in this world. You have governments who have access, who have billions of dollars and everything. How come every American citizen can't grab a couple of million? You got a government with trillions of dollars. What's the big deal if they just drop a million on every guy in Brooklyn? You know, the answer is, and yet it doesn't work that way. It doesn't work that way. It's only those people who are in the upper echelons of the government that end up possibly having access to funds, number one. And even they, you know, and for them, they can't just distribute it. They don't just throw it out in the streets, because then they'll get thrown into prison. They give it only to those that are close to them. You know, there's a whole
seder.
As is written in that chapter of the Quran, Shehu mechaye es atzmoy be'ez pshitusoy mehaderech leretz Yisrael. Rabbi Nizal explains in that chapter in the Qutimran that when the Tzadik Emes is in his state of pshitus, when he's not learning, when he's not flying high, he sustains himself and supports himself with his trip to Eretz Yisrael. This means with that which gives the Jews access to Eretz Yisrael, which we explained earlier. This emunah, shehu bechinas kiyum hoilam koydamat Torah, which is plugged into the concept of what sustained the world before the Torah was given. This oitzar matnas chinon, this Torah ne'elemes, shehu bechinas ha-Torah ha-ne'elemes ba'asorah mamorois. This corresponds to the Torah which is hidden in the 10 statements of creation. Shehem bechinas derech eretz. They represent the term derech eretz, normal living. Now here's where you have to understand something. There's this term in Hebrew called derech eretz, which has about three or four meanings. And Rabbi Nizal, in this chapter, Likut Imran, 155, mentions and uses two or three of these meanings. Derech eretz means the earning of a livelihood via going to work. That's called derech eretz. Derech eretz also means normal physical living. Knows living physically in this earth, existing on a physical level, is called derech eretz. Marriage, knows people getting married, having children, that's also called derech eretz sometimes. That's a second meaning. And the word derech eretz could also mean the path leading to Eretz Yisrael. Derech le'Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Nizal, in this chapter in the Likutei Moran, uses those three meanings and shows connections between them, showing how he was, to a degree, he was referring to himself. Rabbi Nizal told his students that there were certain times when he experienced a yerida, when he wasn't on fire, you know, to serve Hashem, where one of the things that gave him chizuk was remembering his trip to Eretz Yisrael. He got tremendous chizuk from the fact that he was successful where Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't, where the Baal Shem Tov wasn't, where there were many other tzaddikim that tried to do this and weren't successful, and he was successful. This gave him major chizuk. That's on one level. On a second level, Rabbi Nizal explains in this chapter in the Qutimran that what is the derech to Eretz Yisrael? What gives the Jews the right to come into Eretz Yisrael when there's seven nations of goyim living there? He gave a whole explanation that it's based on emunas harotzoim. It's based on from the beginning when Hashem first created the world, his intent was that it should be for Klal Yisrael, and there has to be a bechira. And even though the Torah wasn't given until 2,500 years later, the Torah was already in existence from the Asorah Ma'amorois. It was hidden over there. So that even from the beginning, there was a kesher to the Torah. It's not that you can say, hold on a second, for the first 2,500 years, the Jews were nothing. They didn't have a Torah. Not true. They did have a Torah. It was just undercover. It was hidden in the Derech Eretz. Derech Eretz meaning the 10 statements of creation, which don't seem to be any spiritual revelations. Hashem says, turn on the lights, let there be water, let there be fishes, let there be trees, it's all talking about the construction of the Gashmius infrastructure. In that Derech Eretz was Melubosh, the Aseres Adibrois. In those Asorah Mamorois was hidden the Aseres Adibrois, which means the whole Torah. Which means that even from the beginning, the Torah was in existence, just in a hidden form, and the tzaddikim were able to plug into it even from there. This is all, we're filling in pieces of that chapter in Likut Imran that are going to play a role in what we're talking about here now. We just explained how the Asura Mamorois are Derech Eretz, in a sense, because those 10 statements are simply, you know, the construction of the physical world, the Eilam HaGashmi. Dehainu, this means, Sheyoidea, the Tzaddik knows, Shekol Dovor Nivra B'Asura Mamorois, that everything that exists in this world was created with the 10 statements of creation. Shebohem Ne'elomim Aseres HaDibrois, in which is secretly hidden the 10 commandments. Shehem Klal HaTorah, which represent the totality of the entire Torah. Shebozeh Mechayes Atzmoi Be'ez Pshitusoi. This is what the tzaddik plugs into when he's not plugged into the Torah directly. Even when he's plugging into the physical world, he's in the river, he's swimming in the river. Oh, the water was created with Vayom Elikim Yehi Mayim, with the Aseret Mamoros, which is hidden Torah. Notice he's showing us that when the tzaddik is not plugging in directly to Torah by sitting and learning, or by thinking Mamish Hasogas Elikus, he's plugging into the hidden Torah. Rav Moses says, Nimtzo, Shehat Tzaddik HaGodol Megala Afilu Be'ez Pshitusoi Bechina Sanal. Therefore we see from here that this great, great tzaddik, even when he's in his pshitus, even when he's not mamish learning or davening or doing things like that, even then he's revealing this concept, b'chinas b'tzoin anitna, that Hashem created everything and Hashem gave it to them and took it from them and gave it to us. Adarabba, daiko be'ez pshitusoi mechaya b'yoyser es kol b'nei ha'ilam. And not only that, Yitzchak, like you just said, Rav Nosson Zal says here that when the tzaddik is in his pshita state, when he's taking time off from learning, he's able to give more support to the majority of the world than he can when he's doing his learning and that thing. Ki ein lohem chibur v'shaychas imoy kiim alidei pshitusoy. Because the rest of the world has no kesher to this tzaddik when he's in his rocket ship, when he's in his stratosphere. He leaves him billions of miles behind. It's only when he falls into this concept of pshitus on his level, that's when it's possible for them to have a shaychus to him. Shemoyrid oz es atzmoy aleihem, the tzaddik lowers himself, he comes down to them, umamshech lohem chiyus mebchinas hanal, and he draws to those people support and sustenance from this place, shehu b'chinas oitzamat naschinam, from this treasury of free gifts, k'may shekososhom, as Rabbeinu Zal explains in that chapter on Likut Imran. V'alkein, therefore, ze hatzadik shomer es kol ha'olam tamid mikol mazikei alma. This tzaddik is a protector for the entire world from these mazikim, these spiritually damaging forces. Because both when he's learning and he's attached to the Torah, and even when he's not attached to the Torah, we just showed, he's always proclaiming that Hashem created everything and everything belongs to him, and he gave it to them and he took it away from them and gave it to us. It's for this reason that we find throughout the Torah the tzaddikim are given this title, shepherd. They're the shepherd who protects the flock. Or mamish watchman, shomer. Ki hu shomer Yisrael tamid, ayde bechinas hanal, kanal. Because he is the one who watches over the Jewish people from the mazikim at all times through the ways that we just explained, through this whole procedure. The question is, do we have access to this? And the answer is, you're going to see, number one, this is a rule in learning Likutei Moran, and you'll see it especially in Likutei Halachos, where he's going to spell it out sometimes clearly, that any time that Rabbeinu Zal writes something in Likutei Moran where he's writing for the big, big tzaddikim, if he were writing it only for them, it wouldn't be there. The fact that it's in that sefer means that we have a shaychus to it too. One way of having a shaychus to it is, he's emphasizing the importance of being attached to a tzaddik. Because by attaching yourself to the tzaddik, you're plugging into this. You're availing yourself to this via the tzaddik. That's number one. And number two, in many cases, Rav Nosson Zal will show that to a certain extent, on our level, how we do this, how we plug into this, and how we get to it. You'll see.